All right, let's switch gears right now and go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with Dr. Soteris, who's joining us right now, a past president of Colorado Allergy and Asthma Society and now partner at Asthma and Allergy Associates and Research Center. Dr. Soteris, may I call you Dr. Danny? That's what they call you at the clinic, right?
Yes, that'll be fine.
Okay, Dr. Danny, let's get into this. Let's take a deeper dive. Peanut allergies. What is the latest breakthrough on peanut allergies and how people can overcome this?
Right. So peanut allergy, you know, affects about 2% of children in our community, 1% of our total population. I don't think you can go to a classroom in America today and find a room that doesn't have a child with some type of food allergy. Peanut allergy has doubled over the past 10 years. The traditional therapies have really been avoidance, hope for the best, and treat a reaction if it occurs. The latest therapy that has been developed is called oral immunotherapy.
Well, let's get into that. What is that? I mean, because right now, as you mentioned, it's treated once the peanut allergy is activated. They have to take their EpiPen, right? They have to make sure that they get enough in there. And
yeah,
so that's,
I mean,
how you treat it, right?
The only choice once that's identified has always been avoid it and, again, hope for the best. Communicate with teachers, other caregivers, family members, and hope people are respectful of that. Educate the child to identify the triggers and then carry that EpiPen in case they have a severe allergic reaction. The oral immunotherapy process, you know, it's a lot like The Princess Bride in the final scene where Wesley has to take the poison.
Yes.
Wesley has trained his body over the course of years for this moment, and he survives the toxic exposure to the poison, and the antagonist passes on. With peanut immunotherapy, we're training the body to tolerate tiny, tiny, like 1/100th of a dose of peanut. And every 2 weeks, we step up, escalate the total dose, training the patient to tolerate eventually about 1 or 2 peanuts a day.
So how successful is that, and what does that mean for the future for people that are allergic to peanuts?
You know, it's funny you mentioned that. This all started, came back to mind. I've been doing it for a dozen years in Colorado Springs and Pueblo. And a patient emailed me just last week. Her mother actually emailed and said, 11 years ago, you started our daughter, Nora, on this therapy. She's getting ready to graduate from college. She has had 0 peanut allergic reactions. She has been able to complete all of her schooling, getting ready to graduate from college with no adverse events. And it appears that her labs are totally negative now.
Wow, that is amazing. And I would imagine that once somebody gets this type of therapy and they're not afraid of peanuts anymore, it actually means they can enjoy peanuts? Can they eat peanut butter and things like that?
We actually still encourage avoidance.
Okay.
They can tolerate an accidental exposure up to 10 times the amount they take on a daily basis.
Right.
But for most patients, we are usually advising total avoidance. And we like to be clear with people, it's not a cure. This doesn't make peanut allergy go away. If you continue the therapy for 5 years and come off of it, 80% of people can still react to that peanut. So it is not a cure, but it does create a protective state. So when kids are going from home into kindergarten, moving from elementary to junior high and high school, headed off to college, this therapy can give the parents and the patients a great deal of
peace of mind. Yeah.
As they are embracing these new challenges in their life.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, what is a typical, just a roundabout cost for something like this?
There is now a product called Palforzia. It is FDA approved, and I can't tell you the cost of that.
Okay.
You know, they don't tell us.
You just do it.
Then patients, they have to work with their insurance company,
right,
and with the company. The company does have copay help programs, things like that, that can make the cost more affordable. So it's going to be extremely variable.
Okay.
And well, our side, when they have to do an escalation dose every 2 weeks. So they tolerate the first dose, go home and take the dose every day. They come back to the office every 2 weeks, and we do a challenge basically with a higher dose, essentially doubling the dose every 2 weeks over the period of several months. training the body to tolerate higher and higher doses.
Excellent. Well, I can't tell you how many, parents out there that I've come in contact as an instructor at Falcon Middle School. You know, I've had to tell people you can't share food and peanut allergies are a real thing. So just to get that peace of mind, I think would be worth its weight in gold. How can people learn more information?
They can go to our website, aacos.com. They can contact our office, Asthma and Allergy Associates, Colorado Springs. We have two locations, and then we have a Pueblo and a Canyon City office. Be more than happy to work with people on this. The online through Palforzia, but our website, aacos.com, actually has information about peanut oral immunotherapy. And actually, we do oral immunotherapy for multiple foods, egg, milk, wheat, soy, all the tree nuts. We just helped an Air Force cadet get desensitized to cashews so that he could actually matriculate into his freshman year.
Oh, that's excellent.
That was a big accomplishment for that young man.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And when you go to the website, you can see Dr. Danny with his bow tie. It's a world famous bow tie. So Dr. Danny,
right.
Thanks for the time today. Great information. And all of this information will be housed on our Cardio podcast page at cardio.com. All right.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Dr. Soteris. We appreciate your time very much.